Okay, welcome. Parshat Vayera. There's a pasuk in Parshat Vayera that says, "Ve'ikach chema v'chalav ben avakar sherasal." That Avram was serving food to the malachim. He was doing wonderful achnasat orchim. He was inviting these guests in, and he went to feed them food. So the food he fed them is milchig and fleishig, chema v'chalav ben avakar. So many struggle with understanding how Avram Avinu could have done this, and obviously the simple answer would be to say that it was before the Torah, and he didn't keep the Torah, except that we have a problem because there's Mamre Chazal, Reishis Chavav Pasuk Hey. The pasuk says, "Ikav Asher Shem Avram B'Koli V'Yishmoris Shvartim." It's a Tai Kukotai V'Torah Tai, and Chazal are Dorish that to mean that Avram kept Kol Torah Kula. So, how do we explain how Avram could have possibly served Basar B'Chalav? So, one simple explanation could be that although he was makpid on the Torah already, he was doing it b'Torah Chumrah, and therefore he didn't enforce his Chumrah on other people. It's an answer that the Emes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, gives to explain how he married two sisters. There's more sheets over there if I'll pass you one. How he married two sisters was that he was keeping the Torah since it wasn't yet given. It was the Torah Chumrah. And how could he let his Chumrah hurt this woman who he promised to marry her? So he did that. So the same thing could be answered here. This is his Chumrah. And who is he to enforce that standard on his guests? Another answer that people commonly give is that the pasuk is in order. First he served the milchigs and then fleishigs. The Meshech Chachma is the Perush, who most goes out of his way to show you the Avos kept the Torah. And it's going to come up throughout this year that there will be times that, you know, I try to choose the most interesting one each week. Sometimes that one will be one in which he discusses how it is that the Avos kept the Torah, how they were following various different halachot. So the Meshech Chachma is strongly in the camp of the Avos kept the Torah. So how does he explain this? So first he begins with a medrash. We're familiar with there's a Gemara in Shabbos that discusses Moshe and Har Sinai, and the Malachim say to Hashem, "Mali lud isha beinenu, why is there a human here? What are you doing? Why are you giving the Torah that you had saved for thousands of years? Why are you giving it away to human beings?" And Hashem tells Moshe to answer them, and he tells them, what? It says, "Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Were you in Mitzrayim? Do you steal? Do you murder?" Meaning, the Torah is shayach for humans. The Torah is shayach for the Jewish people. The Torah is not for malachim. So that's a Gemara, and it's, people often quote that Gemara. There's also a Medrash, a little less well-known. And the Medrash that the Meshech Chachma quotes says, same question, the Malachim say to Hashem, "Why are you giving human beings the Torah?" And Hashem tells Moshe to answer. You know what Moshe answers? Moshe answers, "Malachim, why did you eat milk and meat? Why did you eat milk and meat? When did they eat milk and meat? Right here, Avram served the milk and meat, and at least it looked like they ate it. So why did they eat milk and meat? In other words, you ate milk and meat. You're not worthy of keeping the Torah for yourselves. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't eat milk and meat. The Jewish people don't eat milk and meat. The Avos already didn't eat milk and meat. And therefore, we are worthy of receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And, okay, so then how did Avram serve them milk and meat? And says the Meshech Chachma, very simply, there is something called a ben pekua. Ben pekua is that when you shecht an animal, a female animal, and inside it is a baby calf, fetus, it's a baby animal there, so that animal won't need shtita, it won't need, meaning that animal has a special status known as a ben pekua. So says the Meshech Chachma, the chalav of a bat pekua, meaning if that baby animal is a female, its milk is not milchig. Since its milk is not milchig, so then he could use that milk and have served that milk to the malachim. This Meshech Chachma was in the news within the last 2 years, early 2016 or so, because there was a farm in Australia that decided it was going to start marketing ben pekua. Okay, I see the Australians are smiling. You know Rabbi Robbie? You've heard of him? Okay, everybody knows him. Okay, you all know him. Okay, he's a legend. Okay, I'm not sure for the right reasons. But if you read his material, one of the sources he cited, he gave 2-3 sources for what he's basing his chiddush of a farm on, was this Meshech Chachma. Problem? This Meshech Chachma just said it's milch wasn't milchik. He doesn't say it's meat wasn't fleshik. And he said essentially that this meat is like its own bria. It's not milchik, it's not fleshik, and then it doesn't eat, and you know, then we can have lots of fun with it. So, okay, he had other issues with that, because it's very dangerous to make a ben pekua farm, because halacha is that if a ben pekua mates with a regular animal, that its offspring is not kosher. And we don't want that acharias to. In other words, right now we have at least cows being kosher. We don't want to make a world where at least where cows could be not kosher. So don't try it at home. Okay, that's all a side point. Meshech Chachma says ben pekua. So that's how Avram Avinu did it. Okay, so now Avram Avinu was keeping the Kol HaTorah Kulo because that's what Chazal told us, and he says this milk isn't milk, but the Malachim might not have known that, and even if it was Ben Pekua, still the Shechita of this animal, it's still possibly Eivar Min HaChai, meaning there's whatever the issue is, the Malachim ate something they shouldn't have, and yet the Meshech Chachma is able to save Avram Avinu and say Avram Avinu still kept the Torah. And so it could be that he served it to them and didn't cook it with them, and then it didn't violate the Doraita because Derech Bishul Avra Torah. Either way, they didn't know and they ate it, thinking it wasn't kosher, and they didn't care. And Avram Avinu, Baruch Hashem, still kept the Kol HaTorah Kula. He didn't serve them anything he shouldn't have served them. And that is what the Meshech Chachma says. What I wanted to address for 1 minute is, because it's going to come up a few times, probably in our Meshech Chachma throughout the year, and because it's a topic that comes up, and it also made the news, let's say, 5-6 years ago, when some guy made a Chil Hashem video in which he lambasted to the extreme, reductio ad absurdum, the idea that the Avos kept the whole Torah. How could it be true? How did they eat matzah? How did they remember that which happened at Har Sinai when it didn't happen? All these things. Okay, so what? Here's my question. What is the advantage? What makes us want to say that the Avos kept the whole Torah? Okay, this Meshech Chachma is a good springboard for this discussion. What would lead us to want to say that the Avos kept the Torah? Make the question one step stronger. I saw in that Rav Bazak has an article where he has like a whole web series for those who are bothered by certain issues of biblical criticism, etc. One thing he says is that the Avos not keeping the Torah actually helps the argument of when the Torah was. Because the taina of those who want to say, oh, it was written later, Chas v'Shalom Kfira, was that how could the Avos have kept the Torah before it was given? And the fact that they didn't keep the Torah means that it could be an older document. Okay, side point again, but here's the question, as in, why do we want to say they kept the Torah? And for that, there's been a few different reasons that I've heard. I'm sure you've heard many reasons. One could be just to make us feel more connected to the Avot. It's more meaningful, the Avot story. One of them could be the Midrashim and the Gemaras that do this are sort of an answer to the Christian faith, where why was Avram chosen? Because he had faith. Amin b'Hashem. He believed in Hashem. That's all you need to do. No, we don't believe that. We don't believe faith alone is enough. We believe you also need to be good people. Okay, that is an important part of Judaism, is that you also have to do mitzvot. It's not enough to have emunah and bitachon. You actually have to do the mitzvot. So that's yet another explanation. There was a discussion amongst some rabbinic alumni of the yeshiva a little while back, and I remember one of them reported that he had asked Rav Lichtenstein in a certain context, because there's a Mamar Chazal about the Avos keeping Erev Tavshilin. So he asked Rav Lichtenstein, what do we stand to gain by saying that the Avos kept the Torah? Because we actually have it harder time saying they kept the Torah, because then, like, there's Tshuvas of the Rashba and the Radbaz. We have to go out of their way to explain, people writing them questions. I heard that the Avos kept the Torah, but I saw X or Y. How do they deal that? And they have to write a long Tshuva for that. And I saw Rav Liebtag has a Parsha Shavua share online on Parsha Truma, where he goes through a series of Perishim on the Chumash, and they have different views as to how many mitzvot the Avos kept, and their range is somewhere between like 7 to 10. They kept the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, one or two or three more, meaning obviously there's many Perishim in the Chumash, where the Meshech Chachma is the one where they kept it all. But so we have a whole range. So what do we stand to gain by saying they kept the Torah? And Rav Lichtenstein said, if we see the Torah as representing the framework and conduit for a full moral and spiritual life, it is quite unthinkable for us to imagine the Avot outside this legal system. We think of the Avot as the most moral, most ethical, Ovdei Hashem, excellent at Bein Adam L'Chaverim, Bein Adam L'Makom, they're the Dugma Yishit par excellence. How could we then, being that we know that the Torah is the blueprint, the guide, the playbook for what the world is all about, what keeps the world going, how we're supposed to act, and to say that they wouldn't do it? I think the Rashbam, who says that the Avot not only kept the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but they also kept all the Sichliot, means every mitzvah that you would think is logical, I don't know, not to murder and to honor your parents, etc. So I think the two might be related. Meaning, so he's trying to avoid the problems of any anachronistic mitzvah, you know, remembering Mitzrayim, remembering what happened in Har Sinai, etc. At the same time, trying to describe the Avot as the most ethical, the most moral beings there are. But still, what Rav Lichtenstein said strikes me as emet in terms of, as emet, in terms of what is behind the Meshech Chachma's goal. And not just the Meshech Chachma, all those Perushim, Mefarshim, who try to explain why it is that how it is that the Avot kept the Torah, even when seemingly we have psukim that imply or state otherwise, in simple pshat. And the answer is that the Torah is the most ethical book. And we believe the Avot were chosen for being the most ethical, the most moral, the most proper, and the monotheist, and they were spreading Dvar Hashem to the world. And therefore, how can we describe the Avot as having done anything but the best, most proper, ethical way of life, which is the life described by the Torah as we know it. And therefore, Meshech Chachma says, Malachim were served milk and meat. Don't worry, Avram didn't serve them milk and meat. Avram served them Ben Pekua. Shkaich.